Well, I've got with me Steve Purdom, who's CEO of WE7. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you were claiming that you were suddenly, no one's heard of you, you're suddenly bigger than Spotify in the music business.
No, we never claimed we were bigger than Spotify. What we said was we were the number one most accessed music site in the UK. And there's quite a significant difference. WE7 is a website where people can come and listen to any music that they want for free. Just search, click, and instantly play. Spotify is an application that you have to download. So it's actually measurements that's outside of WE7, nothing to do with us.
Right, but how do people come to WE7 when not a lot of people have heard of it?
Primarily because, again, being a web service, we can be found on the web. So if you want to listen to music or listen to free music or put something in a search engine, you will normally find WE7 and you will get there.
Oh, right. So you just put in the name of the record or the performer into Google or whatever, and it often comes to you.
Yeah, because of the fact that, you know, within any search situations, people will tend to go to the first, second or third entry on the search pages, and being a great UK music site, that actually, as a web service, gives us a lot of reach.
How big is your user base?
At the moment, we have about 2.5 million users in the UK, and that's split into two groups, about 1.1, 1.2 million who come to we7.com, and the rest through our syndication to places like The Guardian, NME, Condé Nast magazines, like Glamour magazines, and a whole host of other different places.
And where do they come from, these users? What were they doing before?
A lot of people will have actually come from the piracy world, not because they were stealing music, but because they wanted to listen to music, and the piracy world gave them the way of being able to listen to their favourite songs. What WE7 has done is created an environment which now really allows people to access their music in a much easier way. It's a better than free system.
And Spotify has got roughly the same as you, is it 2.5 million? Does that mean in the past year, sort of 5 million people have given up pirated music?
Yes, I mean, both WE7 and Spotify started about the same time, about November, December of last year. And yeah, those people haven't just suddenly discovered music. They just moved from other environments, which gave them the music into a better environment, in our case, on a web service.
Is this lasting? Are you going to be able to make money out of it?
We hope so. I mean, that's one of the biggest questions. I mean, a lot of the ad-funded music world has actually really been paid for by investors. But most people want to listen to music and not prepared to pay for it. So you have to give them a model that allows them to do it, which is only advertising-based, is the only way you can actually do it that way. At the moment, mathematically, it can be done. It hasn't yet been done.
How long do you give it?
Personally, anywhere between 1 week to 1 year. At the point when I can't see it becoming a real business where it can generate cash, which is what businesses are supposed to do, then there's no point in continuing. But at the same time, the opportunity is massive. Anybody listens to music, everybody pairs of ears. On a global basis, the amount of people who want access to music and can actually become economically viable is massive. So I'm an optimist and also a realist.
Is there enough advertising out there to support all this?
Not necessarily support all of it, but there again it comes down to effectiveness. We might steal advertising from TV and from radio and from other sources because it's about effectiveness. Advertisers will go where the audience is, and advertisers will go which is effective for their messages. If we can make WE7 more effective than, say, a particular magazine or a particular radio slot, then advertisers will come towards WE7.
Good. Finally, where do you think all this is going? Is piracy slowly dying?
Yeah, I think piracy is slowly dying because of the fact that the vacuum is being filled. All people wanted to do was listen to music. They didn't want to steal music. And what WE7 have done, have actually created an environment which makes it easy to do that. I think over time, the more legal services like WE7, Last.fm, 7 Digital, Amazon, iTunes become available, the less need there is to use really bad pirate systems.
Steve Purdom, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.